Mission just to get me ready. Apologize for that. Always a pleasure to be with you guys this morning. Before I start, there was a gentleman sitting here. Is he at a Sunday school? Okay, I had a word for him, but I'll speak to him afterwards. Tim, word for you, my friend. I had a picture of you being a 4x4. And the 4x4 got stuck. I mean, it is possible. And then the wheels were just spinning. Mud was flying everywhere, but it wasn't going anywhere. And I feel like you're in a place. There's a lot of energy being spent at the moment, full throttle, but you feel like you're not going forward. And I just saw God take his finger and he touched you, touched the 4x4. And it's like a new power came on the 4x4 and it just moved forward. And immediately the scene I saw off that is of this mountain range. I mean, there's some high peaks there, and God will take that 4x4, head for that mountain range. There's so many adventures ahead. There's many mountains to climb. And he will enable you. He will give you that 4x4 to strengthen the power to go forward. Don't be frustrated to where you are in at the moment. Rely upon him. He's going to take you through that situation now. Yes, you have a word. You want to share it?
Sir. Sure, I'm trying to outwork what God spoke to me a few weeks ago. So, Judith, could you be my visual aid? Thank you. there's this wonderful scripture in 1 Acts 8, and just before Jesus ascends, he says to the disciples after, he said, you know, no one knows when he'll come again. And it's God's time, it's his authority. But he says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in all of Judea, Samaria, and the outer ends of the earth. So it takes a lot of courage for me to do this type of thing. And so I looked at Judith this morning. I thought, wow, I love this coat. It is just beautiful. But guys, bear with me. But I love those shoes. I just don't have the courage to wear those shoes. I just think they are stunning. And they are beautiful. And you are so beautiful. And I just watched you play and I thought, sure, I could just see the royalty and the regalness in you. And I just thought, you know what? That's what God wants for every one of us here. In us, you know, we are called a royal priesthood. And you are his princess and you royalty. And this just spoke royalty to me. So I wanted to use this visual aid for you, for each and every one of us to remember that God has given us that spirit in us. And he's given it us, and there's a purpose for it. And for me, it just clicked when I read that message. I am sometimes not very bold in stepping out and speaking God's truth in situations because fear can grip me. But I can wear those beautiful high heels boldly. I can wear this coat boldly. And I'm talking spiritually. I'm not talking this. I'm talking spiritually. I can do it because of Christ in me. He's given me the Spirit. His Spirit lives in me. And that is where my courage comes from. That is where my strength comes from. So, guys, there might be an outfit you'd love to wear, but it's too bold and you don't feel courageous. So I just want you to, when you don't feel courageous, visualize putting on that royal robe or that bold, that something that you really want to wear that gives you courage and boldness and say, I can do this. And visualize putting on us girls as gorgeous red shoes, that beautiful cloak and saying, and standing up straight and I can do this because of Christ in me. He has given me the Spirit. The same Spirit that Christ, that rose Christ from the dead is in me, and I can do this. So I just wanted for everyone. Thank you.
Like Tim has said, the church is starting with a series on the Holy Spirit, and just that wording that you guys say, God breathe. And I thought to myself, yo, if God had to breathe right now at this moment, what will happen in this hall? I think we will all fall face down and it'll be a week or two before they get us out of this place. We will not be able to move. And I remember back years ago when I was a young Christian and I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. It was all very weird for me. I went to a church and there was a visiting preacher and he touched people and they all fell under the Spirit. And I went to the front and I remember saying to myself, there's no way I'm going to fall. that guy has to push me down, because I thought these people were all faking this. So I went to the front, and there's a long row of people standing, and he was about five or six people away from me. I said, something started happening to me, and the only way I could explain it was like rings of electricity flowing through me. And I said, what is happening here? And when he came here and he touched me, I went down. I couldn't get up. I think I lay there for about 15, 20 minutes. I tried to get up. I could not move. And I think that is just a minute drop of what the Holy Spirit really wants to do within us. So I encourage you, try and be here every session. If not, download it, listen to it. I don't believe that this church is going through this series at this point of time by accident. God wants to use His Spirit in each one of you. Like Tessa said, He wants to give you a boldness, and there's a reason behind that He wants to give that to you. There are people that need to be reached. So, the Holy Spirit, is my task this morning to try and convey to you exactly that the Holy Spirit, when you speak about the Holy Spirit, that He is God. There's a lot of confusion sometimes to people. I mean, people, when they talk about Jesus, that's okay. Father, that's okay. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, I mean, and I think wording in the past didn't do it much justice when you speak about the Holy Ghost in it. So people are quite uncomfortable sometimes when He speaks about the Holy Spirit. But I want to assure you this morning that the Holy Spirit is God. You will see His footprints throughout the Bible. You see Him coming upon people, empowering people. He is God. He is fully God. He is equal to God. He is eternal. He is present. He is active. We speak about the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three people making one God. Some people believe that in Carlson that it is one God that chooses each of the persons, that chooses to be the Father, chooses to be Jesus, and chooses to be Holy Spirit. That is false. It is three people making up the Trinity, making up one God. You can see the proof of this throughout the Bible. Matthew 3, verse 16 and 17 says this. As soon as Jesus was baptized, He went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on Him. And a voice came from heaven that said, this is My Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Matthew 28, verse 19 says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we are baptized into God. We are baptized into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I want you to think like this morning, when we are in situations, we cry out to Jesus, oh Jesus help me. When we feel lonely and we need a Father to comfort, we speak to the Father. But when we are baptized into God, We cannot have one without the other. We have the whole unit of God within us. We have the Father within us. We have Jesus within us. And we have the Holy Spirit within us. Each one of them have different functionalities. Just to give you, I might shock you this moment when I tell you that the mission of Christ is not you and me. The mission of Christ is not the church. The mission of Christ has always been a lost and will remain a lost. The Holy Spirit His mission is you and me. His mission is the church, but it's also the lost. He's the one that works in you to bring you to point you to Christ. The Holy Spirit is the one that works within you and me, enables us, strengthens us, gives us power to reach the lost. I must just say that this topic is so vast. I encourage you guys, go and study for yourself. At the end of the day, I can give you all the wording, I can give you all the scriptures, but unless it becomes a personal revelation to you, you are wasting your time. And that goes for every word that is preached Sunday after Sunday. Go and ask God by His Spirit to reveal the truth to you guys. You have to apply it to yourself. And the only way you can apply it to your life is when it becomes a personal revelation to you. They are an essential unity. They are together. But you know what Jesus said to us? He said, I will ask the Father and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. John 14:23 says, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He said, we will come and make our home with him. That is God saying, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as a unit will come make his home within our hearts. John 16:70 says, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. These verses make it clear that both the Father and the Son send the Spirit. We also discover that the coming of the Spirit to dwell in us is also the Father and the Son dwelling within us. That all three dwell within us as God. There are many names given to the Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to take a bit of a journey through the Bible to prove to you actually that the Holy Spirit is God. In Genesis 1:2, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Judges 3:10 says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Nehemiah 9:20 says, you gave your good spirit to instruct him. You did not withhold your manna from their mouths, and you gave them water for their thirst. Psalm 51:11, do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Isaiah 11:2 says, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. There are many scriptures. John 14:16 is called the Advocate. John 14:17 is the Spirit of Truth. Those that know the Word of God and have studied the Word of God have come up with about 126 different names of the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. 126. His footprint is all over the Word of God. The Holy Spirit spoke in creation. The Bible identifies the Holy Spirit as active in creating and sustaining the universe. We read in Genesis 1:2, the Spirit of God was hovering over the earth. When God created the earth, the Holy Spirit was there. Jesus was there. The God in unity, in Trinity, was there. Psalm 104:30 says, when you send your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Job 26:13, by his breath, which is a Ruach, a Spirit, the skies became fair. The Holy Spirit was actively involved in creation. We know we also God created, therefore the Holy Spirit created. Therefore the Holy Spirit is God. Creation makes it very clear. We can also see throughout the Old Testament, the Scripture, what an active role the Holy Spirit portrayed. He came upon people, and a lot of times, and the Word of the Lord came to me. Whenever it's spoken about it, the Word of the Lord is spoken about the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that came upon them, and they spoke the Word of God. 2 Samuel 23:2, the Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His Word was on my tongue. 2 Chronicles 24:20, then the Spirit of God came on Zechariah, son of Jehoiada, the priest. He stood before the people and said, this is what God says. Every time the prophet spoke, it's the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, that came upon them. Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the freedom of the captives, and to release from darkness of the prisoners. Ezekiel 2:2, as he spoke, the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. Mark 12:36, David himself speaking by the Holy Spirit declared, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, and I'll put my enemies under your feet. Acts 1:16, and said, brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled, and in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as guard for those who arrested Jesus. Hebrews 10 verse 15 says this, the Holy Spirit also testifies to us about the first. He says, this is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them in their hearts. Making it very clear, every time the prophets spoke, it was through the Spirit of God. To you and me, the Holy Spirit as well, it is through the Holy Spirit that we get fresh revelation. You can read the Word of God time and time again, and it means nothing to you, but one day you read and say, wow, why haven't I seen this before? I mean, many times I've read Scripture, and I take it in, but I might have read the Scripture 10, 20 times, but one day I read and say, but I've read it so many times, why haven't I seen this before? It's the Holy Spirit at work in us, the Holy Spirit God revealing the truth of a Scripture to us. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 to 16, I'm not going to read all, it says this verse 9, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for those that love him, these things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. It says the things that we haven't seen yet, the things we can't imagine yet, that are too big for us to conceive, God reveals that to us by his Spirit. It talks to us about intimacy as well. If you want special revelation in the Word of God, if you want special revelation in your life, it talks about spending time with God. You've got to be in relationship with the Holy Spirit, who is God, for those things to be revealed to your life. You might sit here this morning and say, but I've never heard a word from God. I don't know what to do with my life. I've got no direction. It says clearly here that God has got a plan and purpose for each one of us. You can't even imagine the plans and the purposes that he has for you. But he said, I will reveal these things to you by my Spirit. Spend time with me, the Holy Spirit, and I will reveal these things to you. The Holy Spirit is also very active in judgment, justice, and conviction. We all know that, we all heard God is the one that judges. We're talking about the Father, part of God. But the Holy Spirit is also very much involved in judgment, justice, and conviction. Genesis 6 verse 3 says, then the Lord said, my Spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. Nehemiah 9:30, for many years you were patient with him. By your Spirit you warned them through your prophets, yet they paid no attention, so you gave them into the hands of the neighboring peoples. Isaiah 28 verse 6, he will be a spirit of justice to the one who sits in judgment, a source of strength to those who turn back at the battle of the gate. Isaiah 42 verse 1, the servant of the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my Spirit on him and he will bring justice to the nations. All speaking about the Holy Spirit, God, involved in justice as well, in judgment. John 16 verse 13 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes on you, comes, he will guide you into all truth. John 16 verse 7 to 11 says, I will send to you, when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment in regard to sin. Because men do not believe in me and in regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father. In regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. The Holy Spirit is very much involved as God in judgment and in conviction of sin. So when you do something wrong and you feel, hey, you know, this is not right, it is the Holy Spirit convicting you of that sin in your life. I'm always amazed, I mean, as a child, hearing the stories of the Old Testament, of men doing suddenly great things, and those great things, it was the Holy Spirit that empowered them. I mean, we read of Joseph, I mean, revealing the dreams of that Pharaoh had to him. That is by the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, that revealed those dreams in Genesis 41 Exodus 31, it says this, and I filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom and with understanding, with knowledge and with all kinds of skills. It's talking about the men here that built the tabernacle. God, by his Spirit, came upon those men and gave them the skills to build the tabernacle. Gideon, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, summoning the Abizzites to follow him. One of my favorite characters in the Old Testament, Samson, the man with great strength. I mean, he killed 1,000 people, a 1,000 with the jawbone of a donkey. Imagine, not even a sword. The Spirit of the Lord, this is talking about Samson in Judges 15. It says, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him, so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, as he might have torn a young goat. But he told neither his father nor his mother what he had done. Have any of you ever torn a lion apart? By the power of the Holy Spirit that came upon him. It was also by the power of the Holy Spirit when he stood at the Colosseum and he pushed those pillars apart. And it all collapsed on the Philistines, killing him. 1 Samuel 16:30. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. God the Spirit came upon David. God the Spirit enabled David to be king. God the Spirit enabled David to destroy Goliath. He was but a teenager. There's no way he could do it in his own strength. He knew that God, the Holy Spirit, was within him. That's why he could actually charge toward him and say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That he would defile the holy army of God. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God in our lives. When we cry, Lord, I want more of you. I want your presence. It is by the Holy Spirit. David understood this. Psalm 51 verse 11 says, do not cast from me your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Psalm 139 verse 7, where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? I encourage you guys, when you leave this place, tonight in your quiet time, tomorrow in your quiet time, Lord, Holy Spirit, reveal your presence to me. I remember reading the book of Benny Hinn in his early days, Good Morning Holy Spirit, saying he locked himself in a room. He was so hungry for the Holy Spirit. He said, Lord, I will not leave this place until I have met you. Holy Spirit, I will not leave this place until you come upon me. He spent 3 days only asking his wife to give water through a window. After the third day, the Holy Spirit came powerfully upon that man. I think that's what we all want. We all hunger for it. Lord, we want your presence. God with us. With us. That's what Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. The Holy Spirit with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. The Holy Spirit was promised throughout the Old Testament. Isaiah 32 verse 15 says, till the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the desert becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field becomes like forest. Isaiah 44 will say, I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams of the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants. There's many scriptures. If you go and just research, I'm not going to go through all of them. One that we know very well, Joel 2 verse 28 and 29. And afterwards, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old man will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit on those days. And those days we are living upon it. It's a day of Pentecost, and we know that the Spirit of God was poured out, and 3,000 people got saved and started speaking in other tongues. It was the Holy Spirit, God, in their lives, enabling to do that. All the conquests in the New Testament is through the power of the Holy Spirit. It was promised in the Old Testament already, and it was poured out on them. We see the Holy Spirit working in people's lives before the day of Pentecost. Zechariah, filled with the Spirit, Holy Spirit, prophesied. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, who revealed revealed to her that Mary's unborn child was the Lord. It was through the Holy Spirit that it was revealed to her that this the child that Mary was carrying was the Lord. John the Baptist, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, even from birth. Simeon, the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he sees the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't touch the parts here of the Holy Spirit, God, being a person as well. Erwin will touch speak to you guys next week about it. But like I said, I encourage you guys, the Holy Spirit is as much real as what Jesus is and what the Father is. He is God living within us. If you can just put that very first slide on again, please. The one in Acts 1. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I said earlier that the Holy Spirit's mission is you and me. The Holy Spirit's mission is the church. He is the one that enables us to do these kind of things. He is the one that enables us to prophesy. He is the one that will give us the words to speak to people when we talk to them about Jesus. When you try and do it in your own way, the word of God is not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit that we do these things. Romans 8:11 says, it's the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives within each one of us. If we can just contemplate that one verse, we'll never ever live our lives the same. Meditate on the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives within us. Lives within each and every one of us. The same Spirit that was there at creation. The same Spirit that was on Samson. The same Spirit that was on David. The same Spirit that was on the prophets is within each and every one of us. We can tap into it at any moment. The reason that we are not effective in what God is calling us to do is because we haven't tapped into that resource yet. We've got to live our lives realizing that He is within us. So every morning we've got to stand up and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, teach me your ways today. Lead me today. Help me to hear your voice. Help me to speak to me. Who do you want to touch today? And then when we leave, we're actually looking. Is that the person that God wants to speak to? Is that the person that God has a word for? That is how I've started doing things. And we've got to tap into it. The Holy Spirit never forces Himself on us. Tess and I went to a restaurant on Tuesday night. We had our date night. And I saw the waitress, and we all see the waitress when they serve us. But when we go out, let us live our life. I said, Lord, is there somebody here? Holy Spirit, is there somebody here that you've got a word for? God highlighted this to the young waitress to me, gave me a word for, and she was so encouraged. The words I gave you this morning, it doesn't come just automatically. I've got to come and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, is there somebody here today that you want to encourage? The word that Tessa gave this morning doesn't come automatically. I reminded her this morning, I said, Tess, you know what? Ask God as well, during worship, whether there's somebody there that He wants to give a word to. So when we ask the Holy Spirit, He will give it to us. He is God within us. We've got to tap into it. Does it make sense, guys? You guys getting this? We will receive power. Power that you can never imagine. I think most of us, what we have seen in the past is but a drop of a bucket in the ocean. What God wants to do is, Jesus Himself said, I've done great things, but greater things than this you will do. Because I'm going to your Father, talking about the Holy Spirit within us that enables us to do these things. I'm encouraging you guys, go and seek the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal Himself as God to you. Amen. Can we pray? Yeah, Lord, I think in our own human minds we can never ever imagine how big you are, how great you are, and the power that you have, Lord. But your word says, Lord, that you will reveal these things to us by your Spirit, Lord. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are the one, that you will never leave us. that you will never forsake us, that you are our counselor, you are our advocate, you are the spirit of truth that leads us into truth. You are the one that enables us. You are God Almighty, Lord. And this morning, Lord, we just want to, Holy Spirit, we want to submit our lives to you and say, Lord, teach us your ways. Holy Spirit, teach us your ways. Enable us. Help us to lean more on you. Help us to submit more to you, Lord, so that we too can be more effective in what you have called us to do, Lord. Father, I ask right now, God, I ask right now that you would pour out your Spirit on your people right now, Lord. Lord, that you would reveal yourself to them. That you will reveal how much we are in need of you as a body. Because your word says without you, we cannot do it, Lord. When we do it in our own strength, we will fail time and time again, Lord. Enable us by your Spirit this morning, Lord, to go out into the world, Lord, into our schools, into our workplaces, Lord, to be more effective for you, Lord. We can only do it by your Holy Spirit. We thank you for this in Jesus' wonderful name this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Keith. And please, just an encouragement for anybody that needs prayer, please come forward and others will pray for you. And just for possibly the person that Tony was just speaking to during the time of worship, if you need prayer, please come forward. And please join us for tea and coffee outside, and have a wonderful day. And thank you again, Keith and Tess and your family, for blessing us today. Amen.